From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
$1 billion, a lot of money. 29% discount. That's a good discount, isn't it?
Yes, well, they did have to offer a healthy incentive. Now, what are we talking about? Well, the week has started with a flurry of activity. Unfortunately, the result yesterday was a much weaker New Zealand share market, which is now looking quite soggy in year-to-date trading. So we are talking, for people out there, Ryman Healthcare. So yesterday they announced a $1 billion capital raise, quite a lot of money. So they're effectively selling more shares in the company. They're doing what's called an institutional placement, just over $300 million. So that goes out to large investors, see if they'd like to buy some shares. The balance is what's called an entitlement offer, so you get the opportunity to buy more shares if you are an existing shareholder. And yes, Mike, $3.05, 29.2% discount to the last close. So they have had to offer this healthy incentive to get people interested. What's going on? I mean, do you remember Ryman was once the darling of the share market? Very much so. So Ryman's calling it a resetting of the balance sheet. They refer to the now very widely quoted challenging market conditions, which have been amplified by a near-term loss of sales momentum. And importantly, Mike, the timing of the improvement in market conditions and new sales and resales is uncertain. So, look, they've been working with their banking partners. They've decided they need to take decisive action. Back in 2023, I think, February 2023, they raised money back then. That also reduced yet. My uncertainty is the new buzzword around town. Look, I think a couple, more than one person has counted it, but apparently the RBNZ used it more than 50 times. I haven't sat and counted it in the recent MPS. In November, they only used it, I don't know, 16, 17, 18 times. Now, Ryman own retirement villages, Mike. So to grow the business historically, they borrowed, they built more villages, but you've got to be able to sell that inventory. And they got caught with an extended balance sheet in a sort of a rising interest rate environment, slowing property market, and they came undone. So the answer here now is to reduce what they call their gearing or their borrowing, de-risk the current balance sheet, and then try and reduce the inventory. Sort of management talked about a softer than anticipated property market. There was competition in the sector because other competitors were in the same place. Yesterday, we saw this ripple through the broader market. They gave a trading update as well, which was pretty soft. Then, yeah, of course, Mike, you had that lead from Friday night. That was pretty weak. Then you get investors. We can speculate that investors are also selling other positions to raise cash to participate in this capital raise. So Somerset was down 6.25%, Oceania down over 5%. And the end result, Mike, was the NZX was down almost sort of, well, let's call it 1.75% yesterday. Wow. So February, 3.6% fall, and we are now down almost 4.5% so far this year. So not a great start to the year for the NZX 50.
But spending.
Finally, that's for some good news. Retail trade quarter four, last quarter of last year, released by Stats New Zealand yesterday. Retail activity picked up. This will be music to the ears of the beleaguered retail sector. This is on a seasonally adjusted basis. The previous two quarters have both shown falls. So, Mike, the total volume of retail sales increased by 0.9% compared to the previous quarter. Look, it's not a monumental shift, is it? But following what has been a very extended period of weakness in retail sales, it is welcome, if only a modest increase. Annual growth is 0.3%, which is pretty anemic, flatlining really. But the needle is starting to move. The move was broad-based regionally. 10 out of 15 categories advanced, probably a little bit better than the market expected. Look, at Mike, this does join other data which suggest generally the New Zealand economy is improving. We just have to preface that. People, we say the economy is improving. People start thinking about sort of 2021. 2025 is not the new 2021. It'll be a modest recovery.
I noticed all the regions moved in the right direction. I saw Hospo reasonably good as well, so that's encouraging. Right, what are the numbers?
Well, thank goodness the markets have recovered a little bit from Friday night's sell-off. The Dow Jones is up 0.4%, 43,612. The S&P 500 is sort of flirting in the green. It's up 6 points, 6019. Unfortunately, the Nasdaq is still is a little lower. It's down 0.2%, 19,485. The FTSE 100 overnight barely moved. The Nikkei was up 0.25%, 38776. Shanghai Composite fell small, 3373. The Aussies yesterday gained 12 points, 8308. And for the record, the NZX 50 was down 220 points, closing at 12,531. Kiwi dollar, 0.5742 against the US, 0.9031 against the Australian dollar, 0.5482 euro, 0.4545 pounds, 85.93 Japanese yen. Gold still as strong as an ox, $2,943, and Brent crude, $74.80.
You have a fantastic day. See you for Wednesday. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.